Friday on the way out of Bellingham, I had a couple of little errand stops to make, John, and then it was going to get on I-5 and head south. Well, the last couple of weeks, because of the gas prices, I've been driving my wife's car, and it's a little Nissan Sentra. Nothing, like an 08 Sentra. It's nothing too awful fast, or anything, but it gets good gas mileage. But, it's a little gutless sometimes when you go to, you're trying to merge onto the freeway a little bit. And so I'm getting on I-5 South on Friday afternoon about at State Street. And so, you got State Street, and then I think the next one is Lakeway. And Bellingham has like the shortest on ramps. You got to get going, know?
Yes. There's no other place like this.
You got to step on it.
I don't know why they were engineered the way they are, but you're right. If you got a little four cylinder thing need to get up to speed, good luck sometimes.
I mean, I don't know anything about cars. I don't know how many cylinders is in the little thing, but so I go. It does seem a little gutless sometimes, but I go to get up onto the freeway and merge into traffic. And so I got to I see a car coming in the rearview mirror, so I got to get on it. And so it revs up and it gets up to about 50 or 60. And then all of a sudden, John, it's like it threw a rod or something. I don't know. All of a sudden, all the power just kind of, and it starts, clugging. And I'm like, what? And instantly it becomes, obvious that this car is basically going to die right here in the center lane of the freeway.
The center lane of the freeway?
Well, because as I'm coming up onto the first one, there's like a merge lane, and then I'm kind of merging. That first lane kind of comes to an end, you know what I mean? So I'm moving over into what will be the right lane.
Okay.
But there's still that, on-ramp lane. And so I'm merging over, trying to get over, and the thing just boop, 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 just starts coming, kind of dying. And I'm thinking, this thing's going to die in the middle of the freeway. And, cars whipping up behind me and stuff. And so I'm kind of looking in the rearview mirror like, okay, when's my chance to get over to the edge of the road? And as it's kind of it's lunging kind of thing. And it gets to, I finally get it to the, it's only a matter of seconds, but I get it to the shoulder, and there's one of those sound barrier walls that is right there kind of between State Street and Lakeway. And so the shoulder's no wider than the car. And it's like, okay, you got to pick your moment opening the door or somebody's going to take the damn door off. And I'm sitting there, what am I going to do? And I try to start, it won't start. I try and start it again, it won't start. I'm sitting there for just a second, a minute or two goes by. And then I start it, and it starts. And okay, do I chance pulling this back out onto the freeway, or is it going to do this deal again? And it drove fine all the way home. And I don't know what that was about. And this doesn't have to turn into, well, it was your alternator or whatever. I'm not trying to figure out what the hell was wrong with the car at the moment, but it was just one of those weird things where it just completely, I don't know if it was a bad shot of gas or the fuel injector, but it just, boom, just basically dies right there in the center of the freeway.
You probably were trying to get it up to speed.
Exactly. And it was like, I don't know if it just hit a patch of bad gas or an air bubble or whatever the hell it was, but it just, and it starts dying, and then the cars are whipping past me, and I'm like picking my moment to kind of get over. It was absolutely hair-raising. And then 5 minutes later, the car starts and drives all the way to Stanwood without a hiccup. I stop at the grocery store, whatever. Tried it again over the weekend. Drove fine. Drove it back to work this morning. I don't know what that was all about.
I don't know, but having a stranded car in Bellingham on the freeway is a dangerous place. But more dangerous than a lot of other places. Because the lanes, like you said, the emergency lane, it's very narrow. And God forbid, you break down in the middle lane there.
What I thought was happening.
Oh man, yeah.
That's what I there's 70 mile an hour trucks and stuff going by me on one side, and people merging on the other side, and I'm like in the middle in this tiny little black car. It's like, it was weird.
I think it was the car's way of saying, "Hey, the lady who usually drives this car doesn't treat me like
doesn't
this.
Get on it like that.
Yeah, she doesn't ride me like this. And you need to just settle yourself down. I'm not starting back up until you cool off.
Well, that's
and
what
you give
it was.
Me some respect.
And then I babied that thing back out onto the, and it drove the rest of the way just fine. Yeah. Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, that's a matter for Dan.
But that was a sweater. Dan, that was a forehead Dan. Sweater, man.
Yeah, Dan. You get a hold of Dan at Bellingham Automotive. Mm-hmm. And tell him the story, and he'll probably be able to sort that thing out. For you, but
I hope so. I thought that was a Friday the 13th thing happening, and I was like, okay, we got out of that one all right.
Yeah. If you've not driven the freeway in the Bellingham area, it's people who tell you horror stories about the on ramps here are not exaggerating. It is
that one bad. And the one at North Lake Samish is another one.
Yeah, and you have to get up to speed, and then you got to hope that the guy you're merging with or the person
doing 80.
Well, yeah, you have to hope they understand that you're about to come in, or they're going to give you room, or all that, and you don't have much time to negotiate that with them and figure them out. It can be harrowing at times. Well, good. I'm glad you made it.
The rest of the weekend went pretty smooth after that.
Car's not built for the Bellingham on ramps.
Apparently not.
Yeah.